Good morning. I'm Pastor Marv Combs, and today is the first Sunday in Lent, February 18th, 2024. Our lesson today is from Daniel, chapter 9, verses 3 through 10. I turned my face to the Lord God, seeking him by prayer and pleas for mercy, with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession, saying, O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps covenants and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments, we have sinned and done wrong and acted wickedly and rebelled, turning aside from your commandments and rules. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. To you, O Lord, belongs righteousness, but to us open shame. And at this day, to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to all Israel, those who are near and those who are far away, and all the lands to which you have driven them, because of the treachery that they have committed against you. To us, O Lord, belongs open shame, to our kings, to our princes, to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belongs mercy and forgiveness, for we have rebelled against him and not obeyed the voice of our Lord our God by walking in his ways, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. And I quote, when we stand before the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we stand exposed. There is only one name that qualifies for us, and that name is sinner. The Reverend Dr. James Nestigan. In the Old Testament passage today, we see Daniel almost eager to confess. It's as if he has a long list of all the sins of his people to bring before God. Daniel holds back nothing. He uses words like righteousness, mercy, and forgiveness to describe the Lord in his plea. He uses terms like shame and rebellion for the actions of the people. During this Lenten season, let us turn to the Lord in confession. No matter how we compare ourselves to our neighbors, we don't come close to comparing with someone who walked with the Lord in total obedience. Only one person ever has, and we hung him on a cross. We carry sins we remember, and we bring them to the Lord. But we also have those deep-seated transgressions we dare not reveal or cannot even recall. But let us look again at Daniel's eagerness to confess. The passage opens with Daniel turning his face to the Lord. In Genesis 3, as the Lord comes to Adam and Eve after the fall, they turn away from God to hide themselves and their sin. Daniel, sinner that he is, shows his faith in God by turning his face to the Lord to openly confess. His faith proclaims the Lord's faithfulness. Though we sin willfully, as the first Adam did, we, like Daniel, can turn our face to the Lord because of the second Adam, Jesus Christ. His gospel message gives us the peace and comfort that, like Daniel, we have the Lord of all, who is faithful and just, the focus of our faith. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, I confess that I am a rebellious sinner. There are transgressions of mine only you know. I truly am sorry and repent of them. I rely only on your mercy and grace promised through your Son, my Savior, Jesus Christ. It is in his sacrifice on the cross that I place my confidence. My hope, my peace, and comfort come completely and solely in the joy of knowing you have turned your face to me. In Jesus' name, amen.